In 3, 2, 1.
It's the first time we've ever included that, by the way. That's the first time.
And you didn't tell him. This is the best.
No, I didn't. Exactly. And Big D, what do you think the podcast opener is going to be this week?
So it's random. I think it's going to be polka.
I say it's going to be pirate music.
Oh, I was going to go reggae.
New wave.
Is a sea shanty also pirate music?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with
okay,
you,
so double down on the pirate music. Here we go.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, no, they have a show 5 days a week.
Just
but
stupid.
They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I can tell her car has got like the tint is kind of half off on one
She's
of the
got
windows
a steering wheel cover that's pink camo.
All kinds
of stuff hanging from
Hello
the
Kitty.
She never got the car fixed after that accident.
The mirror's got all kinds of stuff hanging from it.
Put some tape over the check engine light.
Use that money for some beer.
Haven't we all done that?
Speaking of, I picked up a nail, I think, on the way to work. I between leaving the house and getting here, I went from like 40 PSI to like 17.
Yep.
So I don't know where, what,
the amount
when
of tires I've had to replace.
Mm. You don't have to replace those. You can just plug those.
Yeah, plug them. You know, it's weird. I switched cars, so I'm like, where is my plug kit? Because it used to be stored with the spare tire.
Do you do your own plugging?
Oh, yeah.
Do you? Yes. I don't do that. I went to a place. So most places will do it for free. It takes like 30 seconds. But you do have to have a little kit to do it.
I have the plug kit, and it's great. I don't know what I did with it.
I went to one place, and they were like, oh, you don't make an appointment? I'm like, well, what? Like what? And he goes, like, well, I can get you in today. I'm like, okay. He goes, yeah, just bring it here at 3, and we'll have it done by 6. And I'm like, so what do we do, just hang out here for 3 hours?
Mm-hmm.
I go, I'm not. So I went to my bud, his shop, and said, hey, man, can you do that? Yep, done, in, out, done.
The problem with the we plug tires for free thing, it's happened to me twice, and I've gone in and they're like, oh, sorry,
can't
the
do
nails.
It's on the side. Yeah. Yep. It's on the wall,
it's
man.
It's too
we
close
can't.
To the wall.
Yeah, just for your safety.
Man, this is how they get me to buy tires, because I go, oh, okay.
I will say, I'm just going to throw it out here. This is a total endorsement for Walmart. Buy your tires from Walmart, especially if you're a Walmart Plus member, because you get the road hazard thing for free. You get cheap tires, or better prices for tires. And if you have the road hazard, you can go to any Walmart anywhere in the country, and they'll fix your tire right there. And it's if you got the road hazard thing, it's all free. Tell you, I have gotten last year, my son had 3 tires that he hit really bad potholes in the same week. 3 different tires. He got all 3 new ones in 1 week. So the little Walmart Plus membership paid for itself quickly.
How
so
long does that last?
What, the Walmart Plus thing?
Well, no, on the tire.
Oh, forever.
Well, no, because you can't. Well, tires wear out.
Yeah, but if you pick up a road hazard, like right, if you right, pick but, up a nail.
Okay, but like, let's say I've been driving on those tires for like 3 years. And I mean, I don't know how long they're supposed to last.
As far as I know, as long
that's what
as
I'm
you
saying.
Have
Read
the tire
the fine
on your vehicle.
Print.
Well, you guys remember back in the day, it was a whole thing. That was the Walmart's thing, is you could take anything back.
Yeah.
And people would like abuse it.
Oh, yeah. People would like go and get a blender because they were having a party, and they'd mix up margaritas and they'd come back the next day and return it.
And
people
it was
did
like,
that?
Oh,
yes!
Yeah. And it was like urban legend. I guess it wasn't, though, but oh, it doesn't matter. They'll take anything back. It's they have to.
People do that at Costco because Costco had, they did for a long time, that same kind of return policy. And there would be Costco employees who would get on Reddit and be like, yeah, this joker tried to return a mattress they bought 6 years ago.
Jokers.
That's terrible.
I like jokers. I'm
gonna say joker. You're welcome.
Nah, what are you, joker?
What are you, a joker? That's what I should tell that guy. Can you be here between 3 and 6 and hang out and just sit here? Yeah. What are you, a joker? and then look him up and down.
Yes.
From his feet to his head and all the way back and down again.
But you do it from already an elevated vantage point. Like your head is already kind of up and you just give a slight turn down. Like, nose stays up.
I really thought this out. Man, I was just thinking about I was looking at my phone and my apps. I moved. So on the iPhone, they had a thing where you can, customize your screen or whatever. I made the one where you don't have the words of what the app is.
Yeah.
It's just the logo. And half of these, I don't know what they are.
Yeah, I did that too. And it's impossible to use. I'm like,
I don't.
Did you do it where you do the tinting also?
No.
Okay. So if you hold on your home screen, go to your home screen, hold on it.
No.
It gives you the option to edit. You see where it says edit up on the top? And you do that, you can do customize. And then all of a sudden, you can change the tint of everything.
I'm not doing this.
And you can change it to where all the apps are the same exact color.
That would completely screw me up.
I know. That's what happened. I was like, I can't find anything.
Yeah.
I would also like to say, if you use CarPlay or Android Auto, I don't know about Android Auto, but in CarPlay, different cars, our app will pop up. So if you go to CarPlay and you do general and then scroll down to CarPlay, you can actually do apps and pick which ones pop up on your screen.
Oh,
and
that's
if ours is one of the options with your vehicle, put it on there so you can have us with you right there.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat thing. You can listen. You can listen to the podcast through there.
Yeah.
As well.
Yep.
And leave a little message for us. Those are fun. I like when people do that.
Yeah, I love the voice messages. What do we call them?
Talkbacks.
Talkbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard some other show doing it and I stole it. That was pretty clever. Talkbacks. You guys in on the all the coaching news in college football?
Where's Lane Kiffin going?
I don't know. I just opened another Lane article 5 minutes ago, and I'm like,
so I feel for Carson. I do. It's not fun.
She's an Ole Miss. She went to Ole Miss.
It is fun.
Not for her.
No, it's not. We're finally here. I am in my years of fandom. Like, oh my gosh, this is what we were promised. Lane Kiffin, the prince we were promised, and now the prince wants to leave. What are we doing? Why are you taking the good?
Again, I think he's playing. I think he is totally playing with everyone. I think he's pulling a Taylor Swift. He's just trying to get the name out there by dropping the little Easter eggs all the time, like, you know, page 225. Like Big D was talking about.
You're right.
And I think he's going to get a huge rate. Why would he leave? He has no pressure.
Because he wants to win a championship.
38 right. minutes ago, a plane leaving Oxford just landed in Louisiana.
And I know about this is how deep I'm into it. That airplane left this morning and was going to Gainesville and then back, and then it turned back to Baton Rouge, and then it went back to Gainesville, and then it went back to Baton Rouge. Yeah, we're just over here just eating it up.
It's so crazy. But I totally think he's, I mean, I if I were him, I wouldn't leave. I mean, you're at Ole Miss. You have a chance.
But you're not going to win a championship.
If you win the SEC, you win a championship.
Okay.
And if you're at Ole Miss,
you know there's a national championship.
I know, and I'm just saying, if you, dude, anybody, you win the SEC, odds are you're playing in the national championship game. So if you can win the SEC, you have a shot at it.
Well, you're in the playoff now. That's not quite the same as it used to be.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're the best team in the SEC, you're probably going to be the best team in America.
But.
I know.
Oh no, but I also meant I don't know that.
I don't know if Ole Miss is going to be the best in the SEC.
We did lose to Georgia.
I mean, in head to head, you've already lost.
How long have you had Lane as your coach?
A couple of years.
2 years?
Okay.
No, I think three.
I think three.
Three. Is it three now?
Oh, yeah. He should have already won it by now.
Oh, my God.
There it is. That's the LSU thinking. Well, every other coach has done it in four seasons. Why can't you? Get out of here, Brian Kelly. We don't need you. You scallywag, you carpetbagger.
Last thing I would want is angry Cajuns coming to my house upset. I don't.
Dude. And there's no pitchforks, man. It's all like frog gigs. So it's got guts on it.
So everyone. I know this is not football talk, but I get it. They're going to the rule is going to change. It's been the Wild West in college football with the NIL. So you think, and this is what it has been. You have a player that you want. He's a running back. And so you have a donor who owns a carpet company and is a huge fan of whatever your school is. And he's got money and he loves his team. And so he says, I'll stroke a check, and we'll get this kid to come be on our team. Well, those days are not – those days are ending after this season.
Are they?
Yes, because they are going it's going to be a clearinghouse so that when a player gets an NIL deal, and let's say part of it is he is going to get paid $100,000 to go to this guy's carpet store and do a signing – or a speech, something like that. And that's what it has been. It's been the Wild West. After we get into next season, the clearinghouse is going to look at all of these deals over the $600, are going to look at all these deals from Deloitte, by the way, and they're going to say, this isn't market value for that. You're paying too much. He can only get $20,000. Now we also, and there is something called rev share, which has already been in place.
That's the collective, right?
That is where you take a percentage of the money that the athletic department makes and it goes to that and they kind of split it up. So a bigger school is going to have a bigger rev share, naturally, because the original number is bigger.
So they'll be able to afford more?
So we're going back to the old way of creating a team. And they've also locked in a lot of these high school players. High schoolers get NIL deals now, too. And if they, for most states, anyway, if an LSU has a running back that they really like, he's a senior in high school. Ooh, Brian Kelly leaves. One of the reasons why you didn't see a lot of mass exodus from LSU players because their coach left, who recruited them, is because they have to pay that money back. The money that they are getting from the from LSU to the high school players, if they don't go there, they have to pay that money back. They've already spent it. If you're a lineman, man, or something like that, yeah, we ain't paying that back. We ain't getting that. But if you're like a big running back, a big quarterback, and you're going to go, I'm not going to go to LSU, I'm going to go to Oregon. Well, Oregon is probably going to pay that back for you because they really want you. But that's only for your top tier players. So it handcuffs a lot of players to when they commit, they got to go because they can't pay.
Hey, it's called commit for a reason.
Absolutely. And I think with this new deal with the clearinghouse, it's going to kind of level everything down a little bit because it has been. So they should have done this. Rolled it out with no rules.
So is this going to kind of fix the portal problem? Is that what we're hearing
well, they
from
moved
you?
So Schaefer, help me out a little bit.
The portal is a mess. I don't like that at all, man.
I think they're moving it and it's shrinking down to one window
instead of having two.
Yeah.
So they'll have one, and you kind of gotta do your.
So you can only transfer once.
No, meaning there's only one time of the year. One time of the year, everyone can do it.
No, that's not fixing the problem though, because then you can go school to school to school to school, and that's dumb.
Right, but coaches can go from school to school to school to school indiscriminately. So coaches why can't the players?
Coaches aren't there to get an education.
The players aren't there,
to get an education either.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
There are high school players that are making close to six figures around the country that are the high-end players. And I think players deserve to get paid, especially at the college level. And I think with this new system that goes in place, I think it keeps this from getting out of hand. That's the reason why I believe Saban left Alabama was because he was like, I want to, I want to say groom player. It sounds bad nowadays, but I want to be able to have these players start at one and go all the way up, and we have them for 4 years,
foster
them. And what was happening is everyone nowadays, I listened to a podcast where a coach was, and it felt like he was talking to me. And so he said, and also, if I ever say that I read something, it was a TikTok video. He was saying that nowadays these recruits will walk in and like shake their hand and just kind of go, all right, so what do you guys got? It is like so gross, and it's just a business transaction, and I think it's good for the sport if they can. It seems like what they're doing, getting it kind of wrangled in. But yeah, it's a wild thing.
I don't like being able to transfer. I don't like the one thing I hate the most is the fact that everybody gets paid different. I think they should
find why.
Because it's just not fair to I get it. I understand. It's not fair and whatever, but you end up getting into bidding wars, and then that's why your guy goes one school to the next.
So?
What? Yeah. Then why have college?
Free market.
Why have college sports?
What I don't understand is why does one entire section of that system get to use capitalism to its fullest extent, but the players slash employees are not?
Well, then Catholic coaches too, because what I was going to say next is the problem is you're a coach. So you build this team you think is going to be there, and then halfway through your prep of the next year, 15 guys bail. And now you're screwed because you've got whatever. So then you've got this coach who's making $10 million a year who's now got a $50 million buyout.
Okay, well,
who can't put the product on the field.
You've got $10 million a year. Figure it out.
That's why you go into the portal and get someone from somewhere else. Mm-hmm.
But it might
also,
not be
as
good.
Also, if you have 15 players that counted on you and then you bail and go to another school, why is that fair for a coach?
I think under
bunch
those
of kids leaving Penn State now to go to Virginia Tech, to following James Franklin over to Virginia Tech.
I think anytime a coach leaves, the players should be able to have the right to leave.
And they absolutely do have that.
Yeah, so I'm totally down for that because you recruit to play for a person.
Well, I also think that they should be able to leave if they get there and it's not what they thought it was going to be. A lot of these coaches, I went through it with the recruiting with Gunnar. Is like they tell you what you want to hear.
Yes.
So you'll have the kid sign his agreement. But when they get there and you're like, oh, well, who's this? So we have, there's three first basemen now? Who's this guy? Well, that's the guy we picked up out of California. Okay, what's this guy? Oh, he came in out of Canada. And then you're like, well, where am I going to play? Where do I fit in this? They need to be able to get out of that and go to a place where they're going to get playing time. Mm-hmm. But it's just, anyway, to the Lane Kiffin stuff, part of me is like, I'm kind of getting, we were talking to Jordan Davis during the CMA tapings. I was talking to him afterwards quickly, and I was just like, I'm kind of getting turned off by all of it, man. Like, Lane Kiffin's, I like that he's so, you know, he trolls and he does all that and the players love him and he gets online and makes fun of other coaches. It's fun. I get it. But you keep doing it over and over and over. At some point, you gotta do it or get off the pot.
He's the biggest brand. He is the biggest brand in college football coaching right now.
And he wins.
And he wins.
That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is all cute and everything until he stops winning.
Right. What happens if he stays at Ole Miss and next year he's 2-2, first four games?
Well, my alumni donations start to dry up. They're not getting my $25 a year.
I was just going to ask how much you were sending them.
None. I mean, I bought a sticker 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
I go back to my university and buy a sweatshirt.
Yeah. Occasionally, they'll do Ole Miss events here, and I will pay, and I will go to those with the idea of I can go network, and then I realize, what am I doing?
But Lane Kiffin can stay at Ole Miss and mm-hmm. be successful, and all he has to do is be the top 12 team in the country. And if he can do that every year, he's going to have a job.
Yep.
Until they get tired, they're like, hey, we really want to win a championship. And when then he goes,
you got to pay up.
I don't know. I mean,
and then you're James Franklin at Penn State. You get fired.
So it's a.
Did anybody think James Franklin was going to win it there? Anyone? I mean, it's different. It's different
I really thought he was I thought he was a good match.
He got close.
I thought he was a good match. You know, Brian Kelly was. We all talk about, you know, matching and the environment.
Nobody liked him.
Franklin matched there because he grew up in Eastern PA. He knew the area. So, I mean, there was local ties and, you know, so there wasn't that.
Yeah.
It's just Penn State got tired of losing to Ohio State. So off you go.
That's a big one, man. When you can't beat your biggest rival, I mean, that's.
It almost happened to Ryan Day at Ohio State until he won the Natty last year.
Is
he couldn't beat Michigan.
You just get. It's just like, you know, we're talking about, it's like, they're talking about Alabama's coach maybe leaving. I'm like, he's there in the playoffs right now.
All of my friends that are Bama fans, man. Up until 2.5 weeks ago, they were just like, they didn't like him because he wasn't the man. They just had no confidence.
Because they lost to Florida State the first game, got killed.
And everyone's
like, what the heck?
Don't even worry about that stuff. You have to know how the news gets out to these places. It's often a coach's agent,
yes.
or if somebody wants to respond for the university, it's a supporter or a donor, and information leaks out to all these different places to where all of this stuff plays out in the media and may have never occurred in the first place.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Or they start a rumor. Or they kind of move it a little bit. Like the whole thing came out with, earlier in the week was that Ole Miss told – they gave him an ultimatum to Kiffin. You're with us or out. You have until the Egg Bowl in a week and 2 weeks. And then he comes out and goes, that's not true at all. Mm. However, everyone else goes, okay, we're playing word games. Like they may not said ultimatum, but they said, hey, we really need you to have a thing. There's a difference in that.
Yeah.
And I think that happened. I really think
I would agree with that.
I think
that's reasonable.
I think it's happening today.
All right. So
him and the AD, they met this morning or a meeting.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. So do you think he's staying or do you think he's leaving?
Oh, he's leaving. You don't send your family to Baton Rouge or Gainesville or
you do if you're trying Norman to get a raise.
Or wherever.
You do if you're trying to get a long-term raise.
But you can to a point, and then they get tired of it. Here's the thing, man. If he wants to win a national championship, he's going to have to leave Ole Miss. He wants to do a Saban kind of deal, and he wants to be there for 5, 8, 10 years, and they name the field after him. If he wants that and have 2, 3, 4, 5 national championships, he's going to have to go to a huge. He's going to have to go to a big school. LSU, Ohio State. Name all the big ones. Alabama.
Georgia.
Georgia, right. Oregon. Lanny's not leaving, but you know what I mean. And so I just don't think – I think that's what he is trying to decide. Does he want his legacy to be?
I think he just has a really punchable face.
He is kind of not – he's not the easiest to like unless he's on your team.
That's right.
When he's your coach, he's like, he's quirky and we like that. And then it's starting to get a little sour. Like when you're 50 years old and you're posting a picture on Twitter that of a motivation, a devotion type thing, and the page number is 225, and the other day it was...
Which, by the way, that is the area code Baton Rouge.
Or you do, the other day it was whatever it was for Gainesville, and they did the one for Mississippi. And it's just kind of like, I think everyone, all three people, it's almost like, what's that Facebook page? Are we dating the same guy? I think everyone's kind of like, this is, like, what's the heck? Like, I don't want him anymore. I wonder if that's the case.
No, you say that now, and then if the announcement came out later today.
I'm all in. I'm going to get a tattoo. And that's right.
And that's fun. It's being a fan.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to miss, though? I miss Juice.
Winning?
I miss his dog.
Yeah, Juice was cute.
Juice is adorable.
Yeah. And he's been, posting pictures.
I'm going to have to unfollow Juice.
Wait a minute. The dog didn't do anything wrong.
Where is Juice?
I'm sorry.
At?
That's who your dad is.
Oh. Juice is Lane's. He's a bonus.
But I'm saying, where's Juice at? Has anybody been tracking Juice?
I have not checked.
Oh, I'm sure there's a Juice tracker. That's a good question.
If you got that dog microchipped, somebody find out.
Man, I'm so deep into it. I'm into the message board madness.
Oh, my God.
These guys are like, every hour it's on, hey, I have someone who's in the know, and absolutely, he signed it. It's done deal. They're just waiting until he tells them at Ole Miss this morning.
Dude, that takes years off your life.
Oh, it's the ups and downs and disappointments and misinformation, and I fall for it all. Mm-hmm. And that part of me is kind of, I know it. I know it's happening, but I still like it. It's like a drug.
Why are you a bigger LSU fan than a Tennessee fan?
I think because living there in Baton Rouge for how many years that we did, that's where Bob and I met. My mom is from Louisiana.
Okay.
So I have family on her side is all from Louisiana, northern Louisiana, in Monroe, West Monroe. And so I always had an LSU kind of fringe thing. But growing up in Tennessee, Tennessee, being a Vol fan, but at that time, they weren't good.
No, they weren't. That was pre-Fulmer majors.
What's interesting, though, is that Big D became an LSU fan right at about the time that Tennessee won their one national championship, the 98.
Yeah, my good bud is on that team. Yeah, I can support them. I like them. I also like Vanderbilt just because – I think they get a little cocky this year anyway.
Let them have some.
Good for them. It doesn't last forever.
No. But, speaking of, Vanderbilt beat Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Last year, yeah.
And so it's like...
And had a parade.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big parade, and you know, then they
look
now. Vanderbilt's 16th in the country, yeah. And had a great run. They're going to make the playoffs, but they had a great run.
Vanderbilt. People have to understand. Vanderbilt tore down the goalpost and then marched them over 2 miles
and threw
down
it in the-
and back up a hill through Main Street, Nashville.
Yeah, Broadway that you see on 911 Nashville. Mm-hmm. We have bachelorettes bleeding on Broadway. That's the Broadway.
Like, say what you want about Vanderbilt fans, but that took commitment to do that.
On. Dude, if you still go on Google Maps, it's a geotag.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, really? They're sitting in the middle of the Cumberland.
They did that at Tennessee when Tennessee beat Alabama, too.
They fished that out, by the way. It's not
like,
in
like that next day they got it out.
Yeah, it's not in
Ole Miss did that, too, when we beat Alabama. I think it was 14.
Man,
And we marched them over to the square.
It's easier to do it in Tennessee when the river's right there, but if you're Vandy, you got to take it through downtown to take it down.
I don't like people storming the field. I mean, act like you deserved to
the
win.
The other problem is it's gotten to – I feel like we're storming the field too much now. For games that I don't – I'm like, yeah, that's great that you – like you didn't beat the number one team. So maybe stay in your seat.
This is where all my sports buddies don't agree with me. It's really unsafe to storm the field.
Yeah.
Storm the field or storm the court.
Dude,
really unsafe.
Like, I watch all these little cameras when people start jumping off the thing.
Yeah, it's
You see people snapping ankles, breaking a femur. I'm like,
it's not safe.
Uh-uh. And then they get trampled.
And look, I was there at Tennessee when they beat Alabama, did the whole field storming and all that, and it is unbelievable to watch. It was a top five moment of me watching sports. However, it's not safe at all.
Carson, as we've been talking about all this, Bubba has behind the scenes.
I was busy.
Has behind the scenes sent a group text to me, Garrett, and Schaefer.
So you mean a text that I'm not on?
Correct. Yeah, you're not on any of these.
This is called.
I send these almost
this is the
every
free
day.
Money text.
You wouldn't care anyway, Carson.
It's a 12 leg parlay.
Oh,
you want to be included in my DraftKings?
Sure don't. I don't want to be included on your dating updates. But.
Okay, I'll remember
I'm
that because I have some big news, but fine, whatever.
Well, what? You can't tease that and not pay it off.
I have no big news. I was just trying to make
sure. Oh, wait, I have big news in Bubba's dating world.
What?
He found a Nikki with 2 Ks.
Yay! I did. I got so excited. I got a notification that said Nikki likes you or something like that. I'm like, what?
We got to
play. It was
salt.
Nikki Nikki. I was like, are you kidding me? And I got so excited. I thought this was destiny coming to root. And I'm like, this is the best thing ever.
Boy.
And no, this was not the same Nikki. This Nikki looked like the Grinch. I sent a picture.
Well, that's harsh.
No, and I don't.
Nobody's right.
Okay, all right.
He's not embellishing.
Right. I sent the picture to Carson. I went, all the who's in Whoville.
Oh.
Like, I was in the middle of texting him saying, wow, this looks like cheap Hanna-Barbera animation. And he said back that it was who's in Whoville. So we both had the same.
Okay, here's a little backstory. This is a true story and song.
Down in Panama City Beach, where the sun kissed the sand, met a girl with 2 Ks holding my heart in her hand. We were 13 and free, just kids in the summertime, chasing waves, catching dreams under the blue sky's chime. Oh, Nikki with 2 Ks, you were my summertime dream. In the warm ocean breeze, we were more than a sea. Laughing, dancing, holding hands in that teenage glow. But the tide took you away. Now where did you go?
The tide took you away.
In my head, I always see her going, help.
Help.
It's a rip current.
There she goes.
God, as much
sideways.
As I hate AI music, that song, man, you know, there's got to be an exception to every rule, and that's it.
And I was thinking to myself, man, that one just doesn't sound very good anymore.
What?
I mean,
that was 2.5 years
that's
ago.
That's a masterpiece.
It has absolutely changed dramatically the quality of the song.
This is why we still listen to Robert Johnson.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so right. Nikki with 2 Ks from the dating apps was not the same Nikki with 2 Ks.
No, she wasn't.
This one was stealing Christmas trees. It was so bad.
She enjoyed the roast beast.
I like that about once a week, either through text or Facebook message. Somebody will be like, oh, I wish I lived closer to Bubba. He sounds like he'd be a great... lining up for you, my
man. Do they slide into your DMs?
I don't know. I don't check my DMs.
Oh, because I get
DMs.
A lot of them.
I don't
for
check...
Me.
Well, that's... I was going to say, mm-hmm. I don't check my DMs at all. I quit checking DMs. I kind of checked out of all my social media because I just got to a point where it was too much, and I'm like, I would rather not deal with any of this. And so I just did. I'm like, you know what? If you want to date me, find me on the apps, and good luck.
I can always tell when it's they don't have a profile picture, so you get the little gray profile. And it starts with, I really enjoy listening to you on Big D and Bubba, because they're throwing the line in to see if I'll bite. And I give the TYSM, thank you so much.
Right.
And then it's the, I can't believe you're single. Ah, there we go. They all have a script. They all follow it. I know. I already know what's happening.
I got one on one of the apps, and she said that same thing. Yeah. I can't believe you're still single, or why are you still single is another one that popped up. And I'm like...
You say, because I'm mean.
Because I'm a terrible human.
I tell people it's because I have scales under my shirt.
I naturally stink.
I sent Big D one. I was like, this lady had the freakiest eyes.
That's the one you sent me yesterday?
Yeah, I was like, is she a reptile?
Well, he sent it to me, and I saw it. And it's like in the screen. You know, you don't blow it up or whatever. I can just see it in the text message screen or whatever. I was like, well, she's really pretty. I was like, what? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, no, wow, holy cow.
Reptile eyes.
She had like this.
The little slit
like
eyes,
the lizard. Like,
yeah.
But it wasn't contacts. It was some kind of weird.
Have you seen the videos? They're painful like to watch. The people who are changing their eye color. That they go in for surgery. Yeah, and it's weird because there was one guy I watched who wanted kind of a gold hazel, and so the doctor shows the surgery, and the guy, and when they pull the whatever's covering their eyes, they're like, here's the big reveal, and his eyes are puffy and red, and he's sitting there like, this is exactly what I wanted, like trying to not cry, and you're going, these are not the best after videos, like maybe wait 2 months, but
I'm actually Googling it right
now.
Yeah,
people how to change,
this is Photoshop.
No. People are, I get it. If you're willing to go
so
try
you
to
can
make
your, actually change your eye color.
Yeah, I think there's a limit to it, though, but...
I find that more normal than people trying to change their height.
That's weird, too.
A lot, too.
They break their legs to add, like, bone length.
Okay, yeah. Wait, can I just tell you right now? I think the lizard lady had changed her eyes because I'm looking at somebody with brown eyes who turned them to, like, bluish green, and it looks like the lizard
they
eyes.
They don't look right. It's so weird.
This is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even just the surgery in general.
Yeah.
I don't get grossed out very often.
Oh, did you watch a video?
Eyeballs.
Eyeballs. Nah, that's a word. Those are right up there with the arms that snap in.
Man, I'm fine.
Have
with
the
that.
LASIK done, and you're actually watching the procedure take place.
Compound fracture.
I was not eligible for LASIK because my corneas are too thin.
Lane Kiffin is calling a press conference for noon today at Oxford.
That means he's staying, because if he was leaving, he would be calling it elsewhere.
Yep, he Oxford would not be hosting it.
Okay.
I'm not freaking leaving.
No, I'm kidding. He's not.
Why are you the worst? It's been a long week, D.
I'm telling you, though, if I was him, he needs to wait another week.
Wait until after the Egg Bowl.
Right. And listen, and they can tell him, hey, we need to know.
Yeah,
they don't care.
No,
he could wait until he can wait as long as he wants.
No, we need to,
because you need to see if that Alabama gig opens up.
Mm.
If DeVore leaves Alabama, if he does,
that's where I would
Kiffin
see
goes
Lane
there.
Going. Agreed.
He would go there because
absolutely.
And Saban that's, would tell him that.
Absolutely.
And Saban has been giving him counsel through this entire thing. Mm-hmm. And also, don't forget LSU's athletic director and Saban have a standing conversation every 2 weeks, and have for years. They're very close. And also, the same agent that Kiffin has is the same agent that Saban has.
Jimmy Sexton.
Jimmy Sexton, famous in the
world.
Owns
college football.
He is He's the big, he's like from the movie. Yeah. Show me the money. He's that guy.
Report from 3 hours ago, John Gruden emerges in LSU coaching odds.
Groomers.
So that's something in the, that's a message board.
I love nonsense.
I also saw that Art Gruden reached out to Art. And of course, this is all in my world. Gruden reached out to Arkansas. Arkansas said, no, we're good.
I love, dude. I got to hang out with John Gruden one time. We were hanging out in Key West, and I walked into the place, and he was there. And I sat down. I'm like, this is back when he was the Tampa coach. And you know me as a lifelong Saints guy. It's not cool. So I said, it's weird sitting here having a drink next to you. And we just started talking. Dude, he was the nicest dude.
He seems it.
Absolutely.
He seems like a really cool guy.
The nicest. He didn't know me from anybody. I don't know if I told him that I was Bubba from the radio or whatever, but that was the thing.
It wouldn't have mattered.
He was so nice. And I was like, you know what? I like him now. And then he ended up, having the big scandal and all that.
Because I have an irrational dislike of one of our weather people here because she went to Mississippi State. That every time they go through layoffs, I'm like, why is she still there?
Oh,
it's only because
now I gotta look who this is. Is it the usual suspects?
It's the little blonde girl.
Oh, we're just gonna say it. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, she does she's a meteorologist, but they make her do traffic in the morning, and then she's a meteorologist like on weekends. But because she went to state, I'm like, fire her. And I'm sure she's
isn't
a
that
delight.
Shelby?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shelby seems like she's great.
I'm sure she's a delight. She's a bulldog. Get out. I don't want you on my television.
Well, that is a tough place to watch a game. All those dumbbells.
Oh, it's horrible to even listen to on TV.
The cowbells. It's right up there with the Vandy Whistler, if you ask me.
Nothing's worse than the Vandy Whistler. Nothing.
Do you know what that is, Carson?
Uh-uh.
So there's a guy who is a big Vanderbilt baseball fan, and for
years.
20 years?
No, not that long.
It's been a long time, though. But he whistles. He has he's super loud whistler. And it's all the time. He does it the entire game. And a baseball game is like four hours long.
But there's actually been two of them. Because the original one, I think, passed away. So there's a second guy that does it.
Somebody killed him.
Yeah.
I would start throwing things.
And it's like you can hear it on the TV. He does that. And you hear it on the TV. ESPN tried to figure a way out to not have it, and they couldn't.
Noise canceling microphones?
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah. Trying a certain frequency, you just block it.
Oh. So is this the one you don't like? Her?
Who? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure she's a delight.
I've never seen her in my life.
But she got on the air one day and she was talking about Mississippi State, and I'm like,
yes, this is more about Carson having an irrational hatred.
That's it, yeah. And again, I'm sure if I met her in real life, I'd be like, oh, you're sweetie.
I feel bad for the local TV people in any market. It's just.
So you want to talk about somebody whose time is
ticking.
Limited.
That's bad.
And it's crazy because, we're talking about Nikki with 2 K's. The song. AI is going to replace all of your local TV
a lot
anchors. Yeah.
Well, I told you they were talking about just getting rid of anchors altogether.
Yeah, just
so you didn't have a transition person. All you would have is meteorologists and traffic people.
And they just have packages and they just roll them.
Yeah, they just roll the stories.
You just have to go, breaking, and then video, blah, 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 that they play over and over and over and over again, the same one over and
tonight,
over.
Tonight, I love that. I say I love. I don't like it. The news cadence. Tonight, we look at a story.
That's become so passe, though. That barely even exists anymore.
Oh, no, everybody does it. They get it in the news
Not
voice.
To that degree.
You know what I dislike, though, is when news people try to have a personality. And some of them are really good, and they can make a quip, they can, when things are lighter. And then you have the other ones, who you're like, you're not amusing. Just read what's on the screen. Stop trying to ad-lib. You're not a comedian.
Or when they put news people on the red carpet to do things.
Yep.
Yeah.
We just saw that.
Oh my God. Red carpet for CMA Awards.
Oh, I didn't see any of that.
They do it with the Oscars, too.
Yeah.
Like, Robin Roberts is great. And then you might get, some of the lesser GMA people, and you're like, just stick
to they could come to us and go, hey, will you guys do our red carpet thing for 30 minutes prior to the CMAs?
The 0.5 screen.
Oh, yeah. We
wide shot.
We wouldn't do it. But they should have somebody who get a. I don't know who.
But Kelly Sutton here actually. Now Kelly's all that stuff, and she's great.
She's really good.
She's great at it.
But she's a rarity.
Yes, she
is.
True.
She there's a reason why she's the only female to ever host the Grand Ole Opry. She's special. She's really talented. I mean, Carson is that way. Carson's very good at that kind of stuff. She didn't do a lot of TV, but
yeah, I still think that we're going to end up losing Carson one day to what is it? The shopping. What's your shopping network?
QVC.
Her QVC addiction.
No, even your Bailey Zimmerman clip the other day, you were just so natural. You looked great.
Thank you.
By the way, there are some great videos from the CMA Awards prep, the lead up with all the speed dating with all the country stars.
It's a lot of awkward comedy.
There's some really funny moments. Garrett made the compilation, which is amazing. But actually going deeper into it and just seeing some of the uncomfortable moments are
if you can,
great.
I said the longer we were doing it, especially the second day and the back half of that day, we were all just, I kept saying punch drunk, but it really was that our filters were gone. And the filters were gone on all the artists we interviewed too. That everybody was just like, it is no holds barred. And that made it so great to go back and watch back and listen to that. Yeah, it was, I like the idea that we're all doing this on no sleep. I don't want to do it all the time, but boy, we were really running on our best.
Oh, happy anniversary, Big D. 11 years ago, we had a flight canceled because of fog, and we drove 5 hours from Killeen to Longview.
We did?
Yes. Remember when we went the back way? It was like I did all the little towns.
No.
Oh, and there was a dog. There was a dog chained up, and I was like, "Oh."
D doesn't remember who we spoke to 3 days ago.
D doesn't remember his kids' birthdays.
Well, anyway. Dude,
that's the worst. You pull up to Walgreens. Hey, can you pick up a thing for a prescription? Sure. For who? That's for one of the kids. I remember the first. I didn't know they asked you that.
I took this picture, Carson, and while he's telling his story.
Well, you interrupted him.
Yeah. So now we have
dog
to stop.
Now we have to wait until you're done.
Okay, I'm done now. That was the picture of the dog.
To show a picture on a podcast.
Yep. Yeah.
Great job.
Yeah, so I'm also thrilled to see a dog with a chain. That really warms my heart.
That's why I said.
You still have that. And how did you find that? So, I didn't know they asked you for birth dates. And I go, hey, I need to pick up a prescription for, kid's name. Okay, and what's the birth date? And I'm stuck. I'm just sitting like a deer. And I go, man, I don't know. And they laughed. Apparently, I'm not the only one who does that. So now I have to. Can I just give you this is their picture. This is them when they're five. Oh, yeah, this is the first
hear
baseball
them on
game.
Their Facebook.
They won science fair here. Can you just give me the stuff? Anyway, bad memories.
I had to go get blood taken the other day. They're fixing my meds because my doctor put me on some stuff. It's made me queasy, whatever. And for some reason, I was. When I'm getting the blood taken, it was me and a bunch of the phlebotomists because it was lunch, but they were all there. And one of them's like, oh, girl, look at your nails. The other ones all come over. And I was like, they're like, what do you call this? I'm like, I call this, it was BOGO at Walgreens. And it was like, I was a comedian. That was it. They all decided they loved me. And I was just like, but it was straight up like I went to Walgreens and they were like, girl, all right.
That's funny. All right. I'll let you guys know on any alerts.
Yes, please.
For coaching and any press conferences.
Break my heart.
And I, for those of you who are longtime listeners of the podcast, thank you for sticking with us through all these episodes and all that kind of stuff. This was a little, that's what's funny is every week it's a little different. We just kind of talk about whatever, but I just want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving for me, just because I think it's cool. You are part of the family when you're here and you're
are we not doing one next week?
No.
It's a short week. That's
yeah, it's a short week. I think so we're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah,
so
give your Thanksgiving wishes.
Yeah, so happy Thanksgiving to you and yours and your families. And as soon as we get back, we'll all be jingling our bells and doing all the fun Christmassy stuff. So happy Thanksgiving, and we love you. Are we done? Can I hit it?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, this was the podcast. class, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Roman Noodle.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. Mm-hmm.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.